Year in review. This article was originally published on June 17th. Sometimes, as you get older, you want to go by a new name that better reflects who you are. Founded nearly 40 years ago to date, the Thorold Senior Citizens Association will be adopting a new name and logo to better reflect who they are. The rebranding was announced at the group's 40th anniversary celebration, held on Saturday, June 15th. Two members of the club, Muriel Raymond and Jean D'Amelio Swire, were also honored as Thorold Senior Citizens of the Year. Brenda Bator, president of the Thorold 50-plus Citizens Association, thanked everyone who came out to celebrate the anniversary of the center. "It is more than a center, it is a place to feel needed again," she told the gathered crowd. "To come see your old friends, eat, and engage in social activities. It makes your life more fulfilled when you come to the center." Bator unveiled the group's new logo and name that she said more accurately reflects the direction of the center. Local dignitaries including Mayor Terry Ugolini, City Councilor Tim O'Hare, Regional Councilor Tim Whalen, MP Vance Badawi, and Madison Harris, Representative for MPP Jeff Birch, presented certificates honoring the center for its milestone anniversary. Then it was time to hand out the Senior of the Year awards. Muriel Raymond joined the Seniors Association more than 30 years ago, when she was 66. Now 88 years young, she teaches exercise classes, and has done so for over 20 years. "These classes are one of the most well-attended activities that we have at the Seniors Center with attendance of generally 30 or more participants," said Bator. She said Raymond also contributes in other ways to the center, by providing baked goods for the bazaars and attending other activities. Ugolini said Raymond was a role model who showed what the Seniors Center is all about. "It is my honor to recognize Muriel Raymond for your dedication, leadership and service," he said, while sharing his genuine appreciation for Raymond's commitment to the community. "You have made a difference in the lives of many," he added. MP Badawi said individuals like Raymond inspire others to be leaders in their communities to maintain the values of the generation that came before. "The contributions you made enriched the lives of seniors within our community," he said. Harris said Raymond had spent countless hours helping others since her retirement from the Niagara Peninsula Children's Center. "The Thorold Senior Center is truly blessed to have her," said Harris. Whalen, the fourth speaker to present Raymond with an award, joked that everything he had to say had been said already. Donna Delvecchio introduced the second winner, D'Amelio Swire, who she personally nominated. Delvecchio mentioned D'Amelio Swire's work with the Age Friendly Initiative in 2015, as the chair of the advisory committee for the city of Thorold. "I could continue to go on and on about how Jean is so deserving," said Delvecchio. "You're a force to be reckoned with, in a positive way of course. Please don't ever lose your determination. The city of Thorold has greatly benefited from everything you've done." Ugolini thanked D'Amelio Swire for her leadership. "Thorold is the leader in Niagara with our age-friendly initiative and the amount of ground that we've covered from when we started to where we are now. That is because of Jean's leadership," he said. Badawi said he had worked with D'Amelio Swire on a number of projects during his time as MP, regional councillor and mayor. "Jean was involved from day one," he added. D'Amelio Swire said she initially did not want to accept the award but after some consideration and the realization it was the 40th anniversary of the association, she decided to accept. She recounted how, during her time as a Thorold city councillor, she was involved with setting up the Seniors Center back in December of 1982. "We worked diligently all through 1983," D'Amelio Swire said. "The center was finally ready to go in 1984, 40 years ago. The center has always been well attended and has had dedicated volunteers, but there is a difference between 1984 and 2024. The difference is that the need for such centers for older adults is even greater." After the remarks, cakes were cut. Then it was time for a barbecue, with a performance from On Tap, the Young at Heart singers, as well as face painting, croquet, cornhole, and a photo booth providing plenty of fun for all ages.